thank you for joining us here at Truth and Love Ministries for this week's message, where it is our desire to connect people to God, connect people to their God-given purpose, and to connect this church to the community. We would love to hear how God is blessing you as a result of this ministry. So connect with us on Facebook at Truth and Love Jax, or leave us a message on our website at truthandlove.tv. While you're there, stay in the know with our weekly news broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Now here's the message, already in progress.
And salt, but keep on going. I know you want to stay in that pity party, but keep on going. I am talking to somebody this morning that the devil told them to throw their car in park, but no, the devil is a liar. We in 5 speed and we're full speed ahead, and we're going to keep on marching. We're going to keep on going. I got a time mix anointing. I know how to take a licking and keep on ticking. Devil, you thought that was going to knock me out? You got to come a little harder than that. You thought that was going to get me to quit? You got to coming up. Is that your best shot? Is that all you got? Because I'm built Lord tough. I'm built Lord. Y'all ain't gonna help me here. The Lord got something in me. I gotta learn how to keep on going. I'm not gonna sit here. That's what them four lepers say. Them four lepers say, why sit here and die? If we stay right here, we gonna die. If we stay right here, we not gonna have any food. But I gotta learn how to say, I gotta bust a move. Look at somebody and say, you gotta bust a move. Bust a move. You gotta get up and go where God is telling you to go. Keep on going. I ain't going there yet, but I'm coming though. I ain't going there yet. Y'all sit down, or stand up, or give God praise, whatever it is you want to do. Come on, give God some glory, give God some honor, give him. We gotta keep going, we gotta keep going. Just like in this message, I gotta keep going. I gotta keep going. So, the purpose of your pain is to be fuel for the journey. I just said something there. One of the purposes for your pain is fuel for the journey. Not for you to get off on the next exit. Not for you to slide over into the rest area. But no, the pain and the purpose of it all to have you to keep going. I've told y'all the story a million times of us going down to Baker County for correctional facility. It was Elder Leon Campbell. We used to ride in his Navigator. We ride down that road down to Baker County, and there's a brother, God bless him, Pastor Henry Brown was with us this particular time. He's driving Elder's truck. Anybody know anything about Elder? Elder don't play. He makes you nervous. You got to get to know him. You got to get to know him to know he's just a big old bear with no claws and no teeth. He just like to growl. He ain't going to bite you. He just like to growl. So here it's raining cats and dogs this day. And the man is driving, bro. Henry driving, he's petrified. He wants to pull over. Campbell's sitting over there in the passenger seat. Keep this truck going. Keep on going. You got to hell. I hope he's watching. Hell. Here, keep on going. You better not stop this truck. So the man now, he extra nervous. The rain already got him nervous. Everybody on the side of the road got their hazard lights on. Now I'm pulled over and I'm back. Now I'm in the back seat. I got on the floor. I'm all in the fetal position. I'm saying, Lord Jesus, y'all don't let me in like this. So we keep on driving. And I tell you, it was about another 30 seconds after the great elder said, keep driving, that we didn't see no more rain. And then I said, that'll preach. Because had we stopped in the rain, we would have been stuck in the rain. And then you would have been looking for Milli Vanilli. And you would have wanted to blame it on the... Well, y'all ain't going to help me. Y'all ain't going to help me. But y'all ain't see that coming. Yeah, but know what am I saying? That when you're in your storm, when you're in your situation, you don't... That was funny. You don't stop in the storm because you'll stay in the storm. But no, you got to keep on moving. You got to keep on driving that vehicle and go through the rain. It's raining cats and dogs, but I'm going to keep on going. It's raining and it's windy, but I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to keep on moving because I know that God has my deliverance on the other side. Got to keep on going, y'all. If you stop, you're going to stay there. But you got to keep on moving. I'm starting to feel my help coming here. Look at John chapter 11, verse number 11. Says, then he said, after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go so that I may awaken him out of sleep. Verse 12 says, the disciple said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover. Can I tell you, we shouldn't be so hard on the disciples, because we're benefit to know the end of the story. We know that Jesus was not talking about sleep and the natural. He was talking about Lazarus has gone on. But here the disciples, they missed the mark like oftentimes you and I do. Jesus is trying to do a greater purpose in their life. He's trying to show them something great, but their mindset are too small. They can't see what the master's doing. They can't see what the master's saying because they're just looking in the natural. What are you missing that God is trying to reveal to you? What am I missing that God is trying to reveal to me, but I can only look at my natural and only look at the now, only look at what I have and miss what the greater picture. Look at verse 14. So Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. So he shows them that it's gotten as bad as it's going to get for a purpose. What was the purpose? Is that he wants them to know, as he wants us to know this morning, that he has power over our pain. Lord have mercy. Lazarus being gone is the thing that caused them pain. He's telling them that Lazarus is gone for a reason, because he wants them to know, I got power over the thing that's making you hurt.
Y'all ain't ready for me this morning.
The thing that hurts you. Sometimes we magnify that thing greater than the one that can help me. We minimize on a person. We'll say, oh, this person hurt me so bad. They broke my heart. They offended me. They backbit me. That's why it's so good you come out on Thursday night, y'all. We walking through this beta Satan. We walking through how to deal with offense. We're walking through how to forgive people. And oftentimes we'll make the offender bigger than our deliverer. Oftentimes we'll make that job. We'll make it as if just because they don't see the value in me. We'll make it as if that's my only means of having a plentiful life. We'll put too much emphasis on the natural. When God is trying to show us, it's not in your job. It's not in your spouse. It's not in your children. It's not in any external force but me. He says that I got power over your pain. I can do something about what is bringing you pain. And here, hopefully, they got this revelation. Look at this quote that I found. Look at this quote. Hopefully, this bless you. The pain you feel today will be the strength you feel tomorrow. Let me say that again. The pain you feel today will be the strength you feel tomorrow. Jesus says, I got power over your pain, to where the pain, it hurt you yesterday. But it'll be your fuel. It'll be your strength on tomorrow. Let me hurry. Look at verse 15. He says, is this helping anybody? Is this helping anybody? Don't fool me now. Look at verse 15. And I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him. Hold on a second. Jesus said he's glad that Lazarus died. You know why he's glad? Because there's a greater purpose. He says, I'm glad that Lazarus is dead. And I like to believe he's glad because he wants to, and he is, to build me up. Jesus wants to build me up. Jesus wants me strong. He wants me strong. He wants to build my strength. And had he been there and healed Lazarus, they've seen multitudes and multitudes and multitudes of people being healed. But they've never seen a situation like this. And Jesus said, I'm glad I wasn't there, because I want to build you up. Jesus saying, I'm glad. Can you imagine Jesus saying, I'm glad you got fired? Can you imagine Jesus saying, I'm glad they cheated on you? Can you imagine Jesus saying, I'm glad you lost this and lost that. I'm glad you got that disease. I'm glad that happened to you. I'm glad whatever. If you fill in the blank, you know your life better than me. I can't go down everything. Can you imagine? Whatever that thing, that thing that pulls that string. See, some of us, we've been in some real sensitive situations. And what will happen is that thing that pulls that string out of you, whatever that is, that string, that linchpin, that one thing that'll make you fold up. Before you'll fold up like a tent, like a transformer, going back to their car, you'll fold right on up. That one thing, Jesus said, I'm glad it happened. I'm glad you went through what you went through. Because I want to build you up. He's expanding me. He's growing me. He trusts me with the pain because he has a greater purpose. He trusts me with the hurt because he has something for me down the road. But if I just stay on the 5 pounds, I'll never be able to get the strength that I need. If I only stay in 10 pounds, I'll never be able to get the strength that I need. If I only work on my little push-ups, I'll never be able to get the strength that I need. But no, God is trying to build me up. We sang that song, Fill Me Up. We need to sing a song, Build Me Up. You need to get built up until you overflow. That's what Jews say, building up on my most holy faith with praying in the Holy Ghost. And that's why God lets us go through pain, because he's trying to build us up. That's why God lets us go through situations, because he's trying to build us up. That's why God lets us go through struggle, because he's trying to build us up. That's why I believe, that's why, boy, we were so broke at one point in time in my life. We didn't have no money for nothing. And here, I grew up where we wasn't the Jeffersons by no means. I grew up, we wasn't the Huxtables by no means. You know, we ate, you know, and we didn't. But I didn't realize how broke we really was. You know, I didn't realize how valuable cable was until I got an adult and I finally got some cable. I mean, you mean tell me more than 4 channels? You mean to tell me that there's something? You mean it stays on all day long? And I didn't realize how poor and how broke we were. But my point is that when I became an adult, and here when things got a little tough, I told my wife, I'm used to being broke, yeah? And she around here because she was all in the circumference. Confinements of Mr. Henley. Mr. Henley took care of everything. He just worked all around the clock and working. I'll be working on the railroad. Yeah, he working all the working and working and working to the point that when she had no concerns. She had anything to worry about. And so she mean, now all of a sudden we don't got nothing to eat. Now you all worried. What you worried for? I mean, you ain't eating no lunch. I mean, what it is? You don't like Rome? What you want? Shrimp flavor? Beef flavor? What you want? All this food in here? You don't see me can chop up these hot dogs, I mean, and throw them in there, throw in some rock. He got me one. Thank you so much. You doing good. You came all the way up here. Thank you, sir. Put your hands together for Brother Robert. That's what I call him, the APN. I can't interpret to you what that means because I don't want you to get offended, but he's all purpose, and you feel the N in. You feel the blank in here. That's just what we call him. Somebody give God some praise. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Shirley. You good? But what God does, she didn't realize that God can help us where we were. Or should I say, God was growing her up. I had already been through that stage to where things didn't bother me. I had been through that stage to where I don't have to have this and I don't have to have that. But now she was catching up with me. Glad I'm been there. Population 1, I'm already here. You are here. I already figured it out. And that's what God tries to do. That's what God does with us, rather. Is that he helps us when we broke. He helps us when we're broken. Let me hurry here and finish this thing. Look at verse 21. Martha then said to Jesus, Lord, if it had been here, my brother would not have died. So Martha says this to Jesus. Jesus finally shows up. Jesus finally comes on the scene. And Martha says to him, Lord, if you had been here, this never would have happened. If that's not good enough, look at verse 32. Therefore, when Mary came where Jesus was, she saw him, fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother will not have died. They both say the same thing. They're both saying to Jesus, Jesus, where were you? You done healed all these people. You done spoke the word. You've healed people. Now hear the way I'm saying it. Because Jesus, I just told you he was God in the flesh. So he knows everything. But in the sense that we can look at it, Jesus healed people that he didn't even know. This one poor woman touched him and he didn't even know who touched him. He just passing healing out. And didn't even know she touched him. But here she's Martha and Mary, I just believe. Can I read into the text a little bit? I just believe they got an attitude. I just believe they just kind of rolled their neck how we do. You done ate all at our house. You done spent the night. And now you done healed all these people that you don't even know. And now where were you when we needed you, mister? Mr. Water Walker. Mr. Wine Turner into her. Yeah. Mr. Demon Caster Outer. Where were you? Don't you look at Martha and Mary like that. Because you don't ask the Lord sometime. Lord, where are you? Where were you when I needed you the most? Where were you when I needed you to come through for me? Where were you? I thought you would do what I thought you were going to do when I needed you to do it. Where were you? There's a purpose for my pain. The purpose is, here it is, to show us where he is. God is trying to show us where he is. All my joy users, y'all don't know what that is. That is to all my iPhone users. You can turn on your location if you're somewhere. I had a friend. I was trying to find him where he was. He was at a particular park, and I'm trying to find where he's at. He said, I just turned on my location, and it popped up on my phone and showed me exactly where he was. And I just hit the button, and it took me to my navigation system, and I was able to follow and find where he was. And here, this is what God is doing. He's trying to share his location with you to let you know exactly where he's at. Where was God on 9/11? Where was God in the midst of these tsunamis? Where was God in the midst of all these murders at Columbine? Where was God up there at the elementary school way up north? Where was God in all of that? Can I tell you, God, he was the same place that he is right now. Oh, y'all ain't helping me this morning. I say, God is in the same place he's always been. See, my trouble does not move him or misplace him. My trial does not get to the point the way he's no longer on the throne. But no, the trial ought to get me to the point the way I would say, God, even if I don't know where you at, God, I'm so glad you know where I'm at. That's what Job said. Job said he knows the way that I take, that after I've been tried, I'll come forth as pure gold. Job said, I look for him on the left, I look for him on the right, I look for him in front of me, I look for him behind me. And hear what God is doing for us today. He's sharing his location. He's sharing the location to the point that where he's showing us, I'm right here. I'm not present. I'm in the same place I've always been. I am your deliverer. I'm Jehovah Jireh. I will supply your every need. I'm Jehovah Nisi. I am your banner. I'm Jehovah Shalom. I am the one that'll give you peace. I am Jehovah Roah. I'll be the one that'll be your shepherd. I am Jehovah Tisiskanu. I'll be your righteous one. I am Jehovah Adonai. I'll be your sanctifier. And when you can't think of none of those old extravagant names, you ought to just say the name of Jesus, because Jesus is exactly where I need him to be. He's sharing his location to let me know I can find him where he's at. That's what David said. David said, he that dwelleth in the secret place, I shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. He's telling me where he is. Somebody give him some praise. The Bible says he was trying to tell them, Mary and Martha, they came looking for Jesus. And they said, Lord, if you had been here, they said, my brother would have never died. But Jesus told them, he said, I'm here right now. And he said, I am the resurrection, and I am the life giver. And I heard Martha and Mary say, they said, we heard about the resurrection. We've heard about the general resurrection. But Jesus, he said, I am the general.
I am the resurrection. And he's trying to let us know that no matter what pain you're facing, there's a purpose for your pain. And the Bible says, Jesus, he told them, he asked them a question. He said, show me. He said, show me where you laid them. He said, I want to know where they're at. And the Bible says in verse number 33, Jesus, he said to them, it said, when Jesus therefore, when he saw her weeping, and the Jews came with her also, and they were weeping. The Bible says he was deeply moved in his spirit, and he was troubled. He was deeply moved in his spirit, and he was troubled. See, it's more than him being in pain because his friend was gone. It's more than him being in pain because of the impending death. It's more than him being in pain because Lazarus was gone. Why would he cry about Lazarus when he's getting ready to raise Lazarus? So that don't make all the way sense. So what Jesus, the Bible says, when you look at it in the original Greek, it says he really was angry. He really was frustrated because number one, they didn't believe. He said, if you will only believe, he said, I will show you my glory. Jesus was a little upset because he had showed them his hand. He had already showed them what he can do. Not only was he upset because they didn't believe what it was he could do, but I believe he was upset because of the way the world was going. When he see how much sin had caused, when he see how much death has caused, and he saw how their hearts were ripped, and the Bible says he wept. Jesus wept. The shortest verse in the Bible, it is saying Jesus wept. Can I tell you that there is some things, there's some things that'll make you cry. There are some things that'll have you upset. But I want to tell you that's the shortest verse. That's the shortest verse because even though you cry, you won't be crying long. Even though you are in pain, you won't be in pain long. Because weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Jesus got a purpose. There's a purpose for my pain. I heard Jesus say, remove the stone. He say, move the stone. Move the stone out of the way. See, there's a purpose for your pain. Jesus wants you to be able. He wants you to participate in the miracle. He said, I can say stone. I can say stone be moved. He said, but I'm not going to ask you to do what you cannot do. And I don't need you doing, I don't need to be doing for you what you can do. Y'all ain't gonna help me preaching here. In other words, there's some things that we don't need God to do. There's some things we can do on our own. He said there's enough of y'all around here crying. The way y'all can get together to move the stone. See, there are some things that you can do in your life. The way you can move the stone. You waiting on Jesus calling forward. But you won't take the time to move the stone. You want God to work a miracle. But you won't play your part. I heard the rock say, stop your crying. He said, stop your murmuring. He said, you shut your mouth and know your role. Y'all ain't gonna help me in here. Y'all look at somebody and say, shut your mouth and know your role. Stop your complaining. Stop your murmuring and know your role. What's my role? I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. What's my role? I'll bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. What's my role? I'ma enter through his gates with thanksgiving. I'ma enter his courts with praise. You ought to stop crying and know your role. My role is to lift him up. My role is to move the stone. Move the stone out of the way. And I heard Jesus say, he said, Lazarus, come forth. And I want to say this to you this morning. Whatever your name is, it's time for you to come forth. Come out of your grave. Come out of your pity. Come out of your misery. Come out of your frustration. And come forth. I'm so glad that he loved me enough to show up late. He loved loved me enough to strengthen me. He loved me enough to give me what I need. Somebody give God some praise. Let me tell y'all. Let me tell you why I'm so excited. Let me tell you why I can preach this morning. Because y'all know my daddy transitioned. He got promoted to heaven. And hear this right here in John chapter 11. They say, bro, preacher, how can you preach like that? When your daddy is cold, when your daddy has gone, how can you preach like this? How can you still stand strong? How can you still stand firm? Because Lazarus is a sneak preview of a coming attraction. See, because Lazarus knew Jesus. And Nubby knew Jesus. And one day, Jesus gonna say, Nubby, he gonna say, come forth. One day, it's gonna be a great getting up moment. One day, all those that are alive will remain. We're gonna be caught up to meet him in the air. I don't sorrow like the world sorrow.